Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Beloved in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from our God, who is love, and from Jesus, who is God's heart revealed. What a great day this is, huh? What a marvelous day for you, Pastor Ann, as you step into the fullness of this first call as a minister of word and sacrament, serving not only with one, but two congregations. What a great day for you, people of Union Congregational and St. Luke Lutheran. You've been working in partnership for some time now during sharing interim leadership, but today you make that deeper commitment, pledging yourselves to one another as you go into this journey of shared ministry with the same called pastor. This day is great because it's full of promise. That promise lies first and foremost with the promises that God continues to make to all of us in this very moment. And yet the promises that you will make to one another today, those promises matter too. Promises made as pastor and congregations, one to another. Promises you make as fellow congregations within our life as Christ Church together. All the promises of this day are reflected in the scripture readings that Pastor Ann has chosen. From Isaiah, from Psalm 121, from the letter to the Ephesians, and from Matthew's gospel. Let's take a moment to unpack these promises as they come to us through the words of the scriptures. We begin with the beautiful words from the prophet Isaiah, where we hear how God, creator of the heavens and the earth, calls us and takes us by the hand. For Pastor Ann, that imagery is significant because, as she noted to me, God has indeed taken me by the hand and led me on this path, a path that has brought her now to you. Think for a moment with me about what it means to be taken by the hand. When is it that we are taken by the hand and led? Well, certainly when we are small children and we have no idea where we're actually going, our parents take us by the hand and lead us where we need to go, keeping us safe along the way. Sometimes in our older years, we know where we want to go, we're just not quite sure how to get there. Or we have trouble seeing the path before us. And so we're taken by the hand by someone who helps us get where we know we want to go. Just this last week, we were at our theological conference gathered in Cheyenne, all the clergy of the Rocky Mountain Synod, and we have someone in our midst with a sight impairment. And I watched as our folks were lined up to receive an anointing of oil and a blessing that someone led this colleague by the hand. It wasn't that she didn't know where she wanted to go, but she couldn't get there on her own. And so someone took her by the hand and brought her forward. And then there are those times we are led by the hand because, quite honestly, we're afraid. We know where we want to go. We even know how it is to get there. But we're afraid of what's going to happen when we arrive. Until someone says, "Don't worry, I'll go with you." I've seen it time and time again, and I know you have too. People led by the hand, if you will, into difficult conversations, into a situation of grief, into an unknown diagnosis. the promise of God that you are being taken by the hand in this moment. It encompasses all those senses of what it means to be led. Into the unknown? Yeah, we're headed there. One of my favorite prayers says this: O Lord God, you have called your servants into ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. In these days of what I like to call church becoming, we don't always know what's going to lie ahead of us in this ever-changing 21st century pandemic-ridden life. And it's okay that we don't know, because the God of heaven and earth is taking us by the hand and leading us. At the same time, we know there are things we can see out there that we want to accomplish, goals we've set for ourselves, visions of where you want to go together as congregations, even if you're not quite sure how it is you're going to get there. Fear not. Here too, God promises, I've got you by the hand, Pastor. I've got you by the hand, people of God. And when it comes to what we fear, and believe me, I have seen plenty of congregations in fear right now as they worry about whether they have what it takes to survive, let alone to thrive. When it comes to that fear, listen again. The Lord, who knows you and has called you in righteousness, promises to take you by the hand into the Holy Spirit's ever faithful, ever unfolding future. Taken by the hand. Promise of God. Psalm 121 gives us another dimension of the promise that comes from this God who leads us by the hand. What we hear in this psalm, something your new pastor loves very much, and in part because she has very rarely, as I understand it, lived out of the sight of mountains. Whether that was growing up in western North Carolina, whether it was her years, many years in Southern California, I was there for the ordination, I saw the mountains. Or whether it's now here in Buffalo, where the mountains are right out there, what we hear in this psalm is that in looking to these mountains, we find the assurance and comfort of God's unfailing presence, of a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps. Well, I don't know about you, but I am not at my best when I have not slumbered or slept. Having gone through a period of chronic insomnia some years ago, I know the toll it takes when sleep evades you. So I had to ask myself, what exactly is this promise God is making to us here? For God to promise this watchful eye 24/7 is not to suggest that God watches over us in some sleep-deprived condition. No, this promise assures us that the God for whom light and darkness are the same, this God is relentless in devotion to us and will not let a moment go by when we are not seen and cared for. Think of that mother who lets her child wander out there seemingly free, but who never has that child out of sight and is ready to spring into action at a moment's notice. Such is God's devotion as you now venture into this new partnership. God has always got your back, because God is on the watch. So today, we have the promises of a God who leads us by the hand, who neither slumbers nor sleeps, who has got your back. But wait, there's more. This reading from Ephesians offers us themes common at installation services. Here we are promised that God does what? Equips the one united body of Christ with a diversity of gifts needed for mission and purpose. Too often, I think congregations assume, well, if we only had something more, if we only had this or that set of gifts among us, if only we had these people here, and usually it's if only we had the young people, then we could be something, then we could do something more. To which God replies, no. You have exactly what you need right here, right now, to be my people, to be the body of Christ in the place where I have planted you. I promise. Given that promise, together with all the promises that we have heard about so far, you are now able to make your promises to one another as fellow members of the body of Christ. Today you are entering a holy covenant as congregations and pastors and as congregations together. The things that you will promise in this installation service matter. They are not just words. This is not just a ritual that we have to get through. These are promises, a holy and sacred covenant, and your words carry weight. As you make these promises, pastor and congregations to one another, congregations to each other, know that you are building a foundation of mutual commitment and accountability within our life together as Christ's church. One of the things that Pastor Ann noted in choosing this reading from Ephesians is that each of you as congregations have expressed a desire for a pastor who can help you navigate times of conflict and not run away from it or minimize it. That's really significant. At our recent theological conference that I mentioned earlier, we talked directly about conflict, noted its power to destroy, but also lifted up how conflict can actually be a very healthy dynamic when handled well. Conflict gives voice to the different perspectives, to the varied experiences of the diverse members of the body, differences that can bring the fullness of life to the mission and ministry to which you are called. When conflict is seen as an opportunity, it allows everyone to grow and learn and mature. And isn't that what we desire for every single community of faith? That we grow and learn and mature together into the one who is the head of the body. It is this one who is the head of the body, the head of the church, who speaks to us out of these words from Matthew's gospel. In this familiar Great Commission text, Jesus makes several promises. First, he promises that the authority given so that faith can flourish is located where? In him, not in us. It is in Jesus that the authority for the church lies. And the permission to engage in all that Jesus is about, that is given to whom? To us. To members of Christ's body. Keeping those two promises distinct and clear makes all the difference as you enter your new partnership. The authority and the future of the church belongs to Jesus. You and I, we get launched into the future of Christ's church. We are freed to dare and risk and give our best to the task of proclaiming and embodying this unconditional cross-shaped love that is for all people without exception. We get to pour out the love that Jesus has poured into us. And yet at the end of the day, the fruits of our labors don't belong to us. They belong to the one who is the Lord of the church. There's a famous story about, I think it's Pope John Paul XXIII, who is said to have ended every day with a prayer. Lord, I've done everything I can today for your church, but it's your church, and now I'm going to bed. Good night. I like that prayer. Friends, when we are clear about the promise of whose church this is, we can give our best and sleep well at night. That would certainly be my prayer for you, Pastor Ann, as it is my prayer for you, good people of Union and St. Luke's. Beloved, today is a day, a great day, bursting with promise. God's promise to lead you by the hand, to neither slumber nor sleep, to always have your back, to equip you with what you need to be Christ's body right here, right now. In light of those promises, you can then dare to make your promises one to another, knowing that at the end of the day, this is Christ's church, so you can give it your all and rest in the hope and assurance of Jesus Christ your Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Today's installation of Ann Knighton as pastor of both St. Luke Lutheran Church and Union Congregational United Church of Christ represents an opportunity for these two congregations and our two church bodies to express a shared commitment to ecumenical ministry and to the unity of the body of Christ.
While each of these congregations will maintain their distinct identity, their particular forms of worship, and their ways of being organized for ministry, by sharing the gifts of one pastor, they not only enter into a practical partnership for the sake of the gospel, they participate in a shared witness for the sake of the world.
Today's installation will take place in a parallel format, moving back and forth between the installation liturgy of the ELCA and that of the UCC, with Pastor Ann making her promises to each congregation and with the representatives of the two congregations, each offering their commitment and support to Pastor Ann.
In this wonderful back and forth medley of mutual affirmation, we not only learn from one another's traditions, we commit ourselves to a shared journey, knowing that Christ joins and leads us on the way together.
The Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference of the United Church of Christ greets you in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church in heaven and on earth. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Let us look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was waiting endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
Having been authorized by the church to install Ann Knighton, our co-worker in the gospel, as pastor, I now ask for certification of this call.
After prayerful deliberation, we of St. Luke's Lutheran Church have called Ann Knighton to serve as our minister of word and sacrament in the position of pastor. I present Ann and this letter of call.
The Union Congregational United Church of Christ, Buffalo, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has called Reverend Ann Knighton as its pastor and teacher, and respectfully requests that the Montana Northern Wyoming Conference install her in this ministry among us, according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
Thank you. The Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference has reviewed the request of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ. We have prayerfully examined Ann, and we are pleased to install her as your pastor and teacher. Ann, servant of God, you would have been invited to come forward, but you're already here. As a sign of your acceptance of the call to this office. Installation is the action of an association of the United Church of Christ in cooperation with a local church. Installation confirms and celebrates the covenantal relationship among a local church, its pastor and teacher, and the United Church of Christ. Installation is a sign that these covenantal partners are committed to share mutually in the mission of the United Church of Christ and of the ecumenical church.
Pastor Ann, now hear these words from Scripture. First, a reading from John. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." A reading from 1 Timothy. "Set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Attend to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, through the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Hear these words from the Apostle Paul. We beg you, our brothers and sisters, to pay proper respect to those who work among you, who guide and instruct you in the Christian life. Treat them with the greatest respect and love because of the work they do. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, our sister, warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with all. And see that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants of all of you in your life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
And in the presence now of this assembly, I ask you, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility in the confidence that it comes from God through the call of the church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you preach and teach in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and with the confessions of the Lutheran Church? Will you carry out your ministry in harmony with the constitutions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you be diligent in your study of the Holy Scriptures and faithful in your use of the means of grace?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Trusting in God's care, will you love, serve, and pray for God's people, nourish them with the word and sacraments, and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you give faithful witness in the world that God's love may be made known in all that you do and all that you have been created to be?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and the compassion to perform them. Now I ask you, people of God, if you would stand as you are able. This is directed specifically to the people of St. Luke, but people of Union, you can answer too. People of God, will you receive Anne as a messenger of Jesus Christ, sent to serve all people with the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard her as a servant of Christ and a steward of the mysteries of God? If so, say we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will. We ask God to help us.
Will you pray for Anne? Will you help and honor her in carrying out her ministry? In all things, will you strive to live together in the peace and unity of Christ? If so, say we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
And the office of pastor at St. Luke Lutheran Church is now committed to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, this is addressed to the membership of Union Congregational UCC, but y'all can stand up and participate in it as well. Dear friends, Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo has declared that having gathered under the guidance of the Holy Spirit has called Ann Knighton to minister in this place as pastor and teacher, and that it now receives her as appointed by God for this ministry. The Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference of the United Church of Christ has declared that she has met all the necessary conditions for installation into this office. And seeing that you are called to ordained ministry by the grace of God, and that the Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo has been led to call you as pastor and teacher, are you willing to enter this covenant with its members, who are one in Christ with us in the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference?
I am willing, and I promise to serve this church faithfully, preaching and teaching the Word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the pastoral office according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
Members of Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo and your companions at St. Luke's, will those who are able, you're still standing, affirm your covenant with your pastor and teacher. We, the members
of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo, receive Anne as our pastor and teacher, promising to labor with her in the ministry of the gospel and give her due honor and support. We gather with her and with the United Church of Christ as a sign of our mutual ministry in Christ's name.
You may be seated. I'm not recognizing, but do we have any other members of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference here? On their behalf and in absentia, I would simply state that we, the members of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference of the United Church of Christ, gather with you, the people and pastor and teacher of Union Congregational United Church of Christ and St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church in America in Buffalo, as a sign of our covenant and in celebration of our mutual ministry in Christ's name. At this time, I'd also like to ask if there are others who are gathered who are able to rise and affirm your support of the people and pastor of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ. So we have some visitors from the Episcopal Parish in town and around the area. Could you stand and just introduce yourselves to the people that are gathered here?
Well, for most of you, I'm familiar. Doug Washington of St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and I'm honored to have my colleague from further south, and I'll let her introduce herself. So.
I'm Carol Buckingham. I'm from Old Souls, KC. Sort of in the Episcopal Church alongside of Doug.
Great. Thank you. And I don't think that you have this in writing for you to repeat, but what you're going to be agreeing to is, as brothers and sisters in faith, we gather with you, the people and pastor and teacher of Union Congregational United Church of Christ and St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church in America of Buffalo, support and celebrate your mutual ministry together in Christ's name. Is that good? Does that say it for you?
I say hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
That works for
me. You know, this is all improvisational. We're figuring it out. Figuring it out as we're going.
Yeah, God showed up. That's what matters.
That's what matters. I invite you to join with me in the spirit of prayer. Almighty God, you have called your servants to make promises before you. Now enable us to keep our vows that we may remain steadfast in faith and fruitful in every good work. Bless, we pray, your servant Anne, to whom the care of your people in these churches are now committed. Pour out your Holy Spirit on her, on the people of Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo and St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church in Buffalo, on all the churches of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference and the Rocky Mountain Synod, and the additional communities of faith represented here today, that our mutual ministry may be served with all faithfulness, diligence, and courage. Grant us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. Make our ministry a means of awakening the careless, strengthening the faithful, and comforting the afflicted, building up your church. Guard us against the snares of temptation that we may be kept pure in heart, fervent in spirit, and valiant against evil. And at the last, by your grace, receive us in your eternal home where with you and the Holy Spirit, Christ reigns in glory, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
And I would invite you to lay a hand on Anne with me as we pray this blessing. Now the God of peace who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. At this point, we will go to the signs of the pastoral office and invite, do you have somebody who's coming with us?
Scott Fajerby. I don't know that we have signed anyone.
You know what, Scott, would you, there's Scott, president, on behalf of the congregation, can we invite you to join us as we go first to the baptismal font? And Pastor Ann, I'm going to invite you to lay your hand on the font. And on behalf of the congregation, Scott, would you share in those words?
You have been called to be among us, to baptize, to teach, and to forgive sins.
And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Now we'll go to the place where the word is proclaimed, and Ann, invite you to stand in the pulpit and lay your hands upon it, please.
You have been called to be among us, to proclaim the good news.
Amen. Amen. And Ann, if you'll come to the table and stand behind it and place your hands upon it.
You have been called to be among us, to preside at the Lord's Supper.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to go. We're going to get our steps in. And we're going to the door. You can turn your heads or stand up if you want to. And I'll invite you to lay your hand on the side of the door here.
You have been called to be among us, to send us out in mission into our homes, our workplaces, our schools, our communities, and the world.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Scott.
And this is going to be Union Congregational UCC specific. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference, I declare you duly installed as pastor and teacher of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo.
Thanks be to God.
And then we have a certificate of installation to present to you. And welcome.
And for you, people of St. Luke Lutheran Church, it is my joy and delight to present to you your pastor, Ann Knighton. Let us welcome her in the name of Christ. And this is where you get to clap in church. And before we continue with the service, we would simply invite you to say whatever is on your heart at this time.
Well, thank you for such a warm welcome. I am delighted to be with you, and I expect you to hold me to those promises that I've made today, and I expect to hold you to those promises as well, that we work together to serve not only our congregations, but to serve Buffalo and the wider world in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We turn the service over to you, Pastor.